Starting the morning with some English Baroque music, William Corbett, his violin concerto in the Siciliana style, with Andrew Manzi, violinist and conductor in the European Community Baroque Orchestra. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown. Got lots of great music between now and 10, and then it gets even better with some live music. Paul Davidson, bass, is here with pianists Jeffrey Wilkin and John Schaefer, making a special appearance. Next, let's listen to the lush orchestration of a familiar tune by Rayfon Williams now on KPR. With lovely parts for harp and woodwinds especially. Rayfon Williams' Fantasia on Green Sleeves from Sir John in Love, his opera. Next, an early Haydn symphony, number 6, Henry Purcell. And coming up at about 10 till 10, the Rip Van Winkle overture you can identify with if you're having trouble getting going on this beautiful, cool summer morning. It's still in the 50s, and we'll have a complete forecast in just a bit. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio, where support for the classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. The Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia and kansaspublicradio.org. I'm so sorry. Here I am. I was across the hall in the live performance studio greeting our guests who are going to do some great songs for us just within the half hour. We'll be listening to bass Paul Davidson and Jeffrey Wilkin and Kansas City's John Schaefer. They'll bring us some live music. Looking forward to that, including a world premiere. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans with wealth management and investment planning across the state. Details at bobschwartzfinancial.com. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting journalist and author Sasha Isenberg, discussing his book, The Lie Detectives, in search of a playbook for winning elections in the disinformation age. That'll be this evening at 7 p.m., More at doleinstitute.org. Good morning. This is KPR. A little bit of music from the Ode for Queen Mary, Sound the Trumpet, by Henry Purcell with members of the English Concert here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, some American music about Rip Van Winkle on KPR, where support for the classical music comes mostly from you. Thank you so much for pledging today at kansaspublicradio.org. And our next composer from back east in the, well, I guess century before last, 1879 is when Rip Van Winkle, that's when Chadwick nailed his American colors to the mast early in his career. In fact, it was his graduation piece from college. So this is about the tale of Rip Van Winkle and his long nap told in music, now on KPR. George W. Chadwick from 1879, the Rip Van Winkle Overture, here on Kansas Public Radio, with Naomi Yarvey and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. It's about a minute before 10. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, whose mission is to enhance the quality of life for the entire community by helping neighbors remain in their homes as they age. Details on how to get involved and how to help, or just more about the organization at communityvillagelawrence.org. And support for classical music on KPR this morning comes from renowned pianist Jonathan Bisk, who's coming to play at the Leeds Center, performing works by Franz Schubert and more, Sunday, September 22nd, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
And we also realize there's plenty of headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning right here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 FM. Same thing on KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news next on KPR comes from Au Marché, the European Market in downtown Lawrence, celebrating 26 years on Massachusetts Street with chocolate samples. Meet Ethan from Christopher Elbow Chocolates, Saturday afternoon, September 21st. More at Au Marché. That's AUMARCHE.com. It's 10:01.
Live from the Southern California city of Rancho Palos Verdes. It's a Pacific Coast community south of Los Angeles. It's been part of a long, slow-moving landslide for decades, but torrential rain last spring made that much worse. Now power's been cut off to hundreds of homes. Greg Montgomery lives in the neighborhood.
In the last 4 months, it's constant. I mean, it's just, what do you do? We're sitting here on a keg of dynamite, and we can't go repair anything because the ground continues to move.
Officials say the ground is sliding at a rate of 9 to 12 inches per week. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people in communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
That's movie music by Aaron Copland from the movie 1949, The Red Pony, based on the 1937 John Steinbeck book. We heard the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, directed by Andrew Litton, for Aaron Copland this morning on KPR. Listen for a Reuter organ in just a few minutes, right after the 11 o'clock news. And then Felix Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in D minor, that and more. Keep it right here on KPR.
Over the course of her career, Vice President Kamala Harris has spent plenty of time on debate stages where she's gained a reputation as a formidable opponent.
I'm speaking.
Next week, she faces former President Trump in her biggest debate challenge yet. I'm Ari Shapiro. More on All Things Considered from NPR News.
That's coming up at 3 right here on KPR. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Outdoors Unscripted Festival launch event Saturday evening at the Cider Gallery in Lawrence, kicking off a year of planning for an annual 3-day celebration of Midwestern outdoor adventure. Tickets at outdoorsunscripted.org. And from the Bach Aria Soloists, offering subscriptions for their 25th anniversary season, including Bach Unlocked, the annual holiday concert, The Adventures of Don Quixote, and more, now through Saturday, September 14th, available at BachAriaSoloists.com. And support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on Thursday evening, September 12th, that introduce the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at YogaCenterOfLawrence.org. It's 11:01. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU.
Jones Industrial is up 39 points. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options. At progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, price and coverage match limited by state law. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Here's the Reuter organ, made right here in Lawrence, Kansas, on KPR. Played on a Reuter organ made right here in Lawrence, Kansas at the Reuter Organ Factory. That was the first part of Leo Sowerby's Pageant. And it was Thomas Barra at the organ here on KPR. This is from a Raven collection called Pageant, a pipe organ spectacular. That's the Reuter organ at St. Francis Xavier Cathedral in Alexandria, Louisiana. And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music today comes from the Lead Center, welcoming renowned pianist Jonathan Biss, performing works by Franz Schubert and more, Sunday, September 22nd, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing misinformation and disinformation in the media, Thursday, September 12th, in the Library Auditorium. Details at lplks.org. Well, we often hear the Mendelssohn E minor violin concerto, that soaring piece by Felix Mendelssohn. But let's listen now to once upon a time Russian violinist, now American, Victoria Malova, with the Academy led by Sir Neville Mariner. This is Felix Mendelssohn. It's the Violin Concerto for String Orchestra in D minor this morning on KPR. That was Felix Mendelssohn's other violin concerto, his Violin Concerto for String Orchestra in D minor, Sir Neville Mariner, the Academy, and Victoria Malova, the violinist, this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan and kansaspublicradio.org. Next, Bach's Flowing Melody, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, before we hear Gustav Mahler on KPR. We'll start the noon hour with some precious metals, meaning the Gold and Silver Waltz from Franz Lehár. And then we'll hear what happened the first time Prokofiev wrote a piano concerto. Classical music continues from noon to 3 on KPR. Donald Huntsberger's Eastman Wind Ensemble for Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring by J.S. Bach here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. 75 degrees in Lawrence right now. Today should stay sunny. 87 degrees for a high. Tonight's low 60. And tomorrow, Thursday, brings a 20% chance of a little bit of rain, maybe between 1 and 4 p.m., a little bit warmer tomorrow, 89. Thursday night, same chance for rain, 20%. And it looks like a lovely Friday shaping up. Should be sunny with a high of 77 with some northern breezes helping to keep us cool. Let's check out the Rondo from the Seventh Symphony by Gustav Mahler now on KPR. The Rondo by Gustav Mahler, the Rondo from Symphony No. 7. Mahler's Seventh Rondo, played by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, Claudio Abbado directing. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Listen for the unexpected with the news, weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us in the morning here on KPR. We'll start the noon hour in just a few minutes with some precious metals, meaning the gold and silver waltz from Franz Lehár. And then we'll hear what happened the first time Prokofiev wrote a piano concerto. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff here on KPR. Good afternoon. I'm Cordelia. Thanks for joining me. Have a great rest of your day. See you tomorrow morning here at 9 after Morning Edition for more classical music as it goes throughout the day. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, that's KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, and KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. Support for news comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, offering subscriptions for their 25th anniversary season, including Bach Unlocked, the annual holiday concert, The Adventures of Don Quixote. Starting Saturday, September 14th, tickets available at BachAriaSoloists.com. This is KPR.
Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Injury.